Fuck a cut. We're starting without cut. Fuck a cut. All right, what do you want to do first?
He might not show up.
I don't care.
Blue.
You choose it.
Cannaboys.
Cannaboys isn't in this review.
They were talking about that. Mac tested at 31%.
What?
On the hashtag thing I was just looking at.
Not at the fucking...
Not at the Hash Bash Cup, but I think at the Michigan or this one. No, at the Detroit one. That's what they were talking about.
They think they tested at 31%?
That's what the hashtag said.
Okay. I don't believe
that.
Believe,
and they showed a picture of
can you believe the
pictures.
Hashtag? Okay, so which one are we doing now first?
Wedding Crasher.
Wedding Crasher.
Let's see.
Loud Flowers. Wedding Crasher.
Loud Flowers grew it.
Yep.
1.9 CBD. Not get that high. Oh, and sativa. I'm pretty sober.
Me too, I haven't smoked all day.
Ooh, that shit smells amazing.
So you're telling me for this cannabis cup, somehow, for this one, they somehow got it up. Well, I mean, they were high in the percentage anyway. I think they were like 26%.
Yeah, so
it was at 26%, so that's not surprising.
Could just be the error of the machine.
But
could be the error of the machine, but it's more about the fact that it has no fucking flavor. 1.6% terpene, yeah. Is that a lot?
No, I thought it was 2.7.
No, I looked it up. It's 1.68.
That's all?
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast and they said this guy, he was claiming his high terpene concentrates for like 15 to 17%. So that's super high because most concentrates are like 6%.
Yeah, I did hear that guy.
What, you heard that too?
Yeah, I started listening to that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So I'm like, 6% is high or average around here? Maybe not even that, he was saying. For like the shatter you get out of the dispensaries, probably like 4%.
Probably. The stuff in the dispensary sucks.
Yeah, so like the Deadhead is almost as much terpenes as the shatter, which is ridiculous. Shatter should be at least 10. Years,
so what you think they made probably? I said they made between $2.5 and $5 million off of that cannabis cup. So we can.
Who?
No way.
Whoever's throwing
it. Not that much. No.
Man, there were thousands of people there, dude.
Yeah, they made.
When
a
I say thousands, there were thousands of people there. Look, general admission. Ton of people. Even in VIP, it was thousands of people in VIP.
Yeah.
They made a ton of money.
But
and then, wait a minute. Plus, hold it. Plus, didn't they have booths that you had to rent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It had to be at least, what, 150 booths, 200 booths?
Yeah, $3,000 a piece.
Thank you.
Bare minimum.
We're looking at $300,000 right there. A
couple million, probably, for the whole event.
That's what I'm saying. They would probably make between 2.3 million, you know.
Of course they did. All right, hold on, real quick. Let me, we kind of just jumped into it, but right now we got Tom, Rudy, Braden's visiting again, and Cut should be here any minute for the cast for the crew today.
Hello, hello.
That's what we got today.
Hello, hello.
Me you and call us cast. I'm not really doing at work. That doesn't signify crew.
Cup special.
So my concern about this one right here is, and I'm already kind of feeling it. For what? This is the cultivation. This thing was cultivated on the 1st and packaged on the 14th.
The 1st of this month?
Yeah, it had 13 days of drying before it was packaged. And it sat in a package this whole time until now, the 20th.
6 days.
Yeah, so it's not even, it's 19 days of drying.
Could you tell me what's going on in the driveway?
No, but
does it do any more drying packaged? Does it continue to cure, or does it?
It's gonna cure in a package to an extent, but if it's moist,
is that moisture
you gotta let the moist out.
It needs to be in glass.
Yeah,
it needs to be in glass.
Plastic
to
leach the toxic or leach stuff from the plastic into the weed.
That's why glass is always.
I mean, if that it feels dry, it's not like it's not.
Oh, it's dry,
but
there's not really any curing time, really.
No,
because it tastes green.
Yeah, it's not going to have much flavor, I don't think, because of that. We'll see, though. So, yeah, what did you think, Mr. Rudy, about that cannabis cup?
I thought it was a lot of fun. Too much walking, but I enjoyed it.
It is a lot of walking. And it's crowded. It wasn't as crowded as, like, it was better set up than Kyle.
Cool spot, though. Oh, you guys are talking about the other one.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking about that's what I'm saying. This one had a way better setup. Like, the VIP, really? Yeah, the VIP was way better in a sense of, it was next to the stage. Yeah, it was right next to the stage. So you could actually be in VIP at the front of the stage.
Okay. Yep.
Half the stage was VIP, half the stage was
VIP. Yeah, we were nowhere near the stage in Clio.
Yeah. Well,
we were
right about the stage.
That's what I'm saying. In Clio, it wasn't like that. They had VIP off to its own fucking place.
I see. Yeah, okay.
And, I mean, I didn't spend much
time. The open air atmosphere was pretty cool, though. Wasn't this one enclosed, or was this one open?
It's all open, except for, there was still, like, one of the places was used. One of the
Buildings
was used.
Okay.
You could walk in, and me and 00 walked through it. Wait, you didn't go in there.
The building?
Yeah, looking for the Cali Connection.
Uh-huh. Way to invite 00 this time. Good job.
Yeah, he was there.
He was pretty upset that he wasn't invited last time.
Just regular booths?
Yeah, regular booths. Nothing special. But it was...
I
didn't see that. It was, so goddamn fucking sticky.
It was.
Oh my god, it was like walking through a shitty cloud of weed. It wasn't even gross weed, it was weed and sweat. Because after a certain point, it just starts getting humid.
Yeah.
And then you start sweating. And when you get all these people sweating, then it gets more humid. And
so
then
we just
smoke.
Had better weather in Clio? Because it was hot and it was sunny, but I don't remember it being bad.
Worse. No. Weather. That was just inside. Just inside the building.
Okay.
Outside, it was amazing. It was fresh air, clean. Like, it wasn't very
it
sunny.
It tints up.
Yeah, it was nice. It was better than Clio because Clio's more open and flat.
Yeah, we weren't protected from the sun very much.
They really set up VIP nice. I like the way they set up VIP.
Yeah, I liked how they set up the whole thing. Yeah. I like how they used the building.
It was cool.
I mean, people like Zane didn't go. He went down, waited in line for like an hour and left.
When I got there, I walked right in.
They told him it was going to be, he was looking at another 4 hours.
Well, how was waiting compared to Clio?
I walked right in.
Okay.
That's the thing. The waiting was just as bad. It's just we
you just had to wait to leave to go down there. Wait at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That line instead of standing, but man, it was a bit long.
I can imagine what it was like because they had that zigzag thing going right. So I can imagine how fucked up that was.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of people.
So were you seeing the cool thing about being in line in Clio though? You're running into people from all over the country. People who have been to every hash bash there
same
is.
Thing here.
Same thing here. Okay. There was people. There was definitely people.
Oh, my favorite part was like talking to the dudes from Wisconsin, talking to the family from Illinois. Like,
no, my favorite.
That shit to me was cool.
My favorite part was all the fine women that were here. Oh my god, it was an army of fine
and
women.
They smoked, so they'll.
They were everywhere.
And then we're not talking about people who were trying to sell you shit. We're talking just regular fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, because you know how like boot babes will be there, but
yeah.
There was still, it was nice, it was.
You did your evaluation?
Well, it's an aphrodisiac, the girls like it.
Don't look.
I'm not going to look.
It's a what?
Aphrodisiac.
What's that?
Makes you horny.
What makes you horny?
Weed does? Weed.
Yeah, strains. It does. Yeah, that's true.
You never heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Weed?
But it really depends on the strain.
True.
Some strains just make you too sleepy. Wu-Tang was amazing.
I saw, you saw Wu-Tang, I saw
Trick Trick. Yeah.
They were good too.
Dude, Wu-Tang, that dude sounds so fucking good.
I know.
Method Man was just like,
yeah,
going off. It was really good. Alright, so Cut's gonna miss the first one, obviously. His fault. Loud Flowers Wedding Crasher. This is 1.9. I don't know why they just put the CBD and not the THC, but it's 1.9% CBD, 70% sativa, 30% indica. Wedding cake crossed with purple punch number 2. I don't like the fact that when it was cultivated, the first. But I mean, I give it. I'm gonna give it a 5.5 because it's not. It's weird because it's. I'm getting a 5.5 because it's just stingy. To be honest with you, it has some sting, and I like sting.
Can you see it getting better in a week or two? With some cure?
Maybe. maybe, but there's no real flavor. I don't taste any kind of like, it's just an earthy sting. Go ahead, Tom.
I give it a 5. I think the same thing. I give it stingy and it feels all right, but there's no flavor, there's no terps.
There's nothing there.
It probably isn't THC on it because it's probably just a CBD plant.
No, 1.9 should not be a CBD plant.
Well, I mean, if it's low THC.
There he is.
Cut Bertel. Smoke this shit.
Yeah, 5 or 5.
I don't believe in peer pressure, so this is the only time I'm going to force you to smoke some shit.
Yeah, and go get a chair from North. All right. Go get a chair so we can Rudy can tell me what he's
doing. He's gonna relax. You're a little guy.
Take it with you.
You only get this leg. You don't get the crotch area.
That means Rudy didn't like it. Rudy, what'd you give it?
4.5.
Why?
Because it was gross.
What do you mean gross? Explain.
It didn't taste like. Excuse me. It tasted like shit.
Okay.
I don't feel nothing.
You didn't get no sting.
No.
Okay.
I want it again. Give it to Cut.
Cut, hit it one more time. Tell us what you think.
You want to see the buds? Show him the bud.
He don't need to see the bud. He just needs to hit it.
Now waft it through the mustache. Hit it again. You hit it, and I'll let your mustache hit it.
I'm all right with that.
What do you give it?
A 2?
That's
a ringing endorsement. I'm all right with that 2.
I'm coming into it.
Doesn't 2 mean you're not going
to hit it? Hold on. You just said you're all right with it and you gave it a 2. A 2 means you don't want to ever hit it again.
Yeah, I'm all right with it. Sounds
like a
4.
I don't
want
to ever hit it again.
A 1's the worst you've ever had.
I'm stabbing the dude that gave it to
you. Yeah, 1 really doesn't exist unless murder's involved.
Unless we can't finish the joint.
It's 1 to 5, right?
No, it's 1 to 10.
It's
1 to 10.
Oh, 1 to 10.
If you know what our scale is.
Okay.
So he gave it 4. Don't say
anything else.
So he meant 4.
5.
No, don't say anything.
It's a circle. All right. It's a circle.
So.
What do you think so far?
I'll give it a solid 5.
Okay. Circle scale. You know what the
circle
scale is.
Not cannabis
cup
scale.
What'd you give it, Brayden? We didn't even get to you yet.
So I actually wrote down 5. So I'm glad that I'm right in the ballpark. But I had a couple things written down. My first thought was pretty. I liked it, and it felt dense. But then when I smelt it, it was half-half, like half good, half bad. I kept smelling it thinking, like, I like the smell, I don't like the smell. So it was weird. So then when I tasted it, I put good smoky flavor that I like. Not a killer, but still, like, half bad. Like, I feel like there's half bad going on.
Yeah.
So 5.
What good smoky flavor? What flavor?
I feel like there's a smoky flavor to this. Like earth tone.
So everybody gave. What did you give it? 5.5.
5.
I feel like you're just.
What'd you give it?
Right,
I give it 5.5.
5.5.
So everybody gave it 5 or 5.5, except for me. I gave it a 4.
It's average is 5 because you went 4.5 and he went 5.5 and everybody else went 5.
Everybody else went 5.
So it's 25 points and average 5.
Has anybody got final notes on this one before I shut the video off?
I had felt like your description was right on. So the first description I felt like was right on.
All right, we'll end it on that then. All right, back
every
to the
day.
Second video. So we're back at it. We're doing. We went to the Cannabis Cup this weekend.
10-star.
Me and Rudy and Tom and Sarah went to the Cannabis Cup and we bought some stuff to try. The last one we just tried was Loudflowers Wedding Crashers. Everyone gave it basically a 5. It was just kind of like no flavor, a little bit of sting. It was 45. It was 45.8. Now this one here,
I think it was a little too young still too.
Oh yeah, they definitely rip people off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like you're gonna lose a little weight. There's no way you're cutting it down at fucking less than a month ago,
right?
And expecting to lose at least a half a gram, not even half a gram,
and
probably
not to have
quarter
a little
gram.
Bit of a green taste.
Yeah. So and they rushed it, which they had to obviously. So with this, we're going. I think it's 10-star because that's what's on the lid. So I'm gonna assume that's the name. Now this. Right here is Blue Dream. Rudy picked this one out, too.
Blame
by the way, Rudy picked the last one out, too.
Blame it on Rudy.
So these were booth buys.
Yes.
At Cannabis Cup.
At Cannabis Cup. Now, this one here was $45,
I thought that was,
too.
Never mind.
But it's an actual, it looks like it's an actual quarter. I could, but it's definitely a lot.
It looks like more than an eighth.
Rudy, when you were picking these out, what was the process? Were you seeing
no,
a booth
it's
you
just $45.
To?
So they gave out, they were giving out a quarter, whoever
it
was.
And when he came across a weed, he said, "We gotta get, you gotta get it." Type deal.
Yeah. It might be. It's a quarter.
That's a quarter.
You're also developing a bias while you're out there based on everything else around.
Look at that big ass butt. Yes, a little bit.
There's too much stuff around to create a bias.
Okay.
We're talking about thousands of
Like sensory overload.
It's a ton of shit.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's hard to pick because there's so much shit. Like, it's just...
It's not like you're looking at 10 strains and that's it. You're looking at hundreds of strains.
Yeah, dude, there's so many...
It was kind of overwhelming, the wax that they sent this guy. They sent you 20-some samples?
Like, yeah, that was the first one.
How did you get that shit
done? It was 17 samples. He got 30 samples.
Day 4, everything gets a 10 out of 10?
He got 30 samples for the Indica Cup.
So that was flower.
60, yeah. Because my girl got 32.
Yeah.
Damn. I would feel like if you gave me that much, I'd be going back on my judging. I'd be like overjudging everything.
No, but you got time to judge. You can do one a day.
This hard rate on 30 these Monday. This hard rate on Monday.
You don't have 30.
How many days do you have?
I got the first time. I got fucking 7 days.
Smoking like a
you can do three
quarter.
A
this
day.
This time you got 20 days.
Every day, okay, so you can do two or three a day.
Yes.
Coat it from yourself.
I mean, that way you're getting a real true, you know, of the high and all of that.
True.
Oh, this one's a very piney smell.
This is your pick too, motherfucker.
Yeah, I like the way that smells though.
I like how we're starting off with the precursor of it's all Ruby's fault.
Yeah.
I'll take all the pressure off everybody
else. I'll take the blame. Simatron.
It's the one pointing the finger that wants the blame off him. Are they all tiny little nuts like this?
No. There's a big one in there.
Oh, yeah, there's a giant one down there. They buried the trophy. I'm digging the trophy out, actually. It's right here. We got the stem.
It's very sativa. It's definitely a sativa.
That is a really pretty bud.
How do you know? Foxtails?
Just the way it broke up and exploded into dust.
Okay. So do we have...
I think foxtails are dustier than, like, buds.
Oh, okay.
That bottle doesn't tell us anything about when it was picked and all of that.
No, this one is
just a
jar.
We have no information on this one.
No information. And that information on there could be bullshit, too, so...
I think this is the Blue Dream.
This is the Blue Dream. Right.
This one has some big buds, though, before they got broke down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the way it's growing there, it's definitely a sativa. Look how it's growing.
Yep.
It's definitely a sativa.
Well, Blue Dream's supposed to be a sativa, so...
There we go.
It doesn't... Dude, those autos outside are definitely not liking the bugs.
Nah.
No, they can't defend themselves at all.
Yeah.
They got no trichomes yet. Once they have the trichomes,
mostly
that's outdoors.
Yeah, that's outdoors. Well, no, these ones are actually flowering already. They're starting to flower. Because they're autos.
Going to like week three.
Oh, so, I mean, what week are you in now?
Three.
Oh, okay. You ain't gonna have much longer.
I got till mid September.
Yeah, 3 weeks. About 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, about 2.5, 3 weeks, yeah. Mid September.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you I got a Girl Scout cookie in the backyard?
Yeah.
It's actually looking great, but I've been throwing water on it every day.
Yeah.
Is it in the ground?
It's in the ground. It's in a spot that gets
a
lot of sun.
You water them every
it's
day.
It's got a wall
it's
behind
ground.
It.
Yeah, you shouldn't need it.
Don't.
Every day.
You can.
Well, it's in a mulch bed.
If it's
in
the ground,
built
it's
up.
Hot, yeah.
The soil, though, all comes from a house, though, a grow house. So
oh,
it's all
so it's a container.
Soil. No. That soil's all over my fucking property.
No, what I mean by that though, can the root grow straight down 500 feet in the
it's
ground?
In the ground.
Yeah,
in
I took it out of something like this and I put
it
in. It
was a ball when you took it out?
It is open ground, but it's a bed that we made. It's
okay.
Open ground. It's near the house, so it's actually near the foundation, so it's probably softer soil. So
yeah, we got clay around here.
We got a lot of good dirt. We till that shit, we compost. We got like a working factory in the back.
I left the cars out so you could back up and grab some more dirt.
Hell yeah, I should do that. I'm in the process of building a treehouse right now, but so far it's more like a suspension bridge because I really like did way less planning and kept thinking I'm just going to be artsy about this shit and it's going to be awesome and everything's
the
square and
in
level.
Your head.
I got two really nice posts that are square and level, and then I go to the tree with some 2x6s and I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing now. I should have sung 4 posts. So So I'm probably going to suspend it into the tree with ropes because I don't want to do any bolting to the tree. But it's going to, like...
Yeah, you don't want to hurt the tree, man.
It's going to transition into the tree. When I was a kid out of treehouse and I was mad that it was adjacent. It was a fort adjacent to the tree.
It's definitely sativa.
This kid's going to have a house in the fucking tree.
They have a thing you can wrap around the tree and then you can put, like, cables on it.
He's only made two requests, and I like them both. He said balcony and trapdoor entrance. So he's getting a trapdoor entrance. Smooth as hell. It's probably going to be a solid ladder, though, so he's less likely to fall. But he'll have something to hit him every run, right?
Who was this called again?
Blue Dream.
I've had a lot of blue dreams.
I had a lot of red dreams.
I've had a whole lot of blue dreams.
I've had a lot of wet dreams.
Dude, that was coming.
Yeah.
When you're locked up, you can't stop thinking about this game.
That's why you jack off, and then you don't come on yourself in your sleep.
See, I was never the dude who jacked off, because you knew all the dudes who were jacking off, because it wasn't very easy to be private. They were either doing that shit in a 12-man shower, or doing that shit in a 90-man dorm in their bunk. The guys who made a tent, who laid on their back and put a leg straight up, they were jerking off.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
I'm not building tents. I'm not jerking off.
You can just take your little tapey fingers and make it, you just gotta be quiet. It makes it a challenge.
Yeah.
It takes you like 3 hours to get off, but fuck, it's a challenge.
You gotta earn a wet dream, though. A wet dream doesn't come until the end of, like, the best sexual dream you've ever had.
A what?
You gotta have great sex in your dream.
Yeah, he's talking like, okay, so you know how,
I was young when I was in jail. All my jail experiences were teenager shit anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So, that shit was going nuts.
When you're young, you can, like, sleep, and if you don't release yourself, you'll release yourself while you're sleeping.
Right. And
yeah,
if a guard is
young,
if you can tell a guard's female, you're attracted to
like
her.
It's like when you
let's get back to the marijuana. Let's see, because I don't know what you guys are talking about right now.
It's a psychosis. It's probably a white boy.
You never heard of wet dream?
I've heard of wet dreams before. I've never had one.
I haven't either.
But I've heard of them.
Maybe when I was a fucking kid.
The most important lesson I learned in jail, and it's gonna sound racist.
Like you said, when you're a teenager,
the white guys were there for a reason.
Yeah.
The black guys were just caught up being black.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of normal-ass fucking black guys in jail.
Yeah.
And I hung out with them, and we had good times.
Look at
we told jokes.
Look at this.
The white dude scared the shit
it's
out of
varmint.
Me. Because they needed to be locked up.
What is it?
Varmint.
Which means they only arrest white dudes if they're fucking crazy and everybody knows it. If they need to be locked up.
No, some kind of little bug.
That, and I was good at hitting people, which helped out. That made it popular.
Which cannabis cup do you enjoy better? This one or the last one?
This one.
Yeah, this one was much better. Man.
This one got rave reviews, it sounds like. They were just talking about it before you came in.
Yeah. No line, dude.
How was the Wu-Tang?
Walk right in.
Wu-Tang.
Like, Wu-Tang was the shit. That was like the highlight.
Trick was good. Trick was good, too. Yeah, he was good, too. I don't particularly like him that much, but he put on a good show.
Yeah, I don't know much about Trick, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a better setup. Granted, we went late, so we didn't wait in line and get fucking sun. Like,
how many songs did Wu-Tang do?
I don't know.
Three?
I did like four. I was there for four songs before I left. So they
Trick only did about four.
No, they probably did. They probably did more than that. They were on for an hour. Yeah.
They probably got more material than Trick got anyway.
Yeah,
for
sure.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. I do remember first walking into the fucking VIP with Double O and Duncan looking for a black man where there was a bunch of black men. And
like,
I went
we'll
to
find Rudy. We'll
I went,
black
I went to Duncan.
Oh,
I went, if I was looking for Rudy and Clio, I'd have found him an hour ago.
Yeah. It's like, where's Walter?
I'd have spotted that motherfucker
way over there.
But here, it's like, everyone, you have every, it's like Detroit.
Every kind of person.
It's Detroit. It
bunch of
bald-headed
motherfuckers with mustaches and beards and
rednecks.
Yep, you name it.
Yeah, everyone was there.
Everybody
was
there. You need the giant ponytail backwards fitted look. It's unique.
All of that look was there.
Yeah. All right, Rudy, I want to hear what you have to think of this one.
Well, let me tell you, partner.
Blue Dream, you picked
I gave it a five.
All right, five for Rudy.
The taste was distinctive. Not my kind of taste, but it was a good taste. It was distinctive, and I think I feel a little buzz from it.
Okay. So a five from Rudy. I gave it a 4.5 because it tastes like weed I don't like.
We just did that.
It's just not very good. Mm-hmm. It's not very strong, Jackish Amnesia flavor, but it also leaves a taste in my mouth I don't like. It's not horrible. It's not the worst.
I feel you.
You know what
can
I'm
you
saying?
Taste the
I agree to you.
Oh, not enough, is- though. Not enough to where it's actually stingy and...
You're talking about Jack and Amnesia. It ain't nothing like that.
It
comes from blueberry.
I got a very piney taste from it.
Only pine is the only thing I taste.
I got a very piney
taste. Maybe that's why. Because I taste a pine in the Jack. You know what I'm saying?
I don't taste pine.
Well, I do. Yeah. It's with the lemon. It's
lemon,
a mix.
Yeah.
So there's a slight hint of the Jack there, but not enough to actually make it, so I'm like, ooh.
But why are you guys talking about the Jack?
Because Jack hair is what I think of when I think of haze.
I got you.
Or
okay, a good
amnesia.
It's not a haze, though. It's a blue dream.
What this is?
That's
yeah,
a haze.
No. It's a blue dream.
Blue dream ain't haze.
It says it comes from blueberry.
It's blueberry and probably like an argent haze.
So what is it?
Land race.
What is it?
Find out right now.
Blue dream.
Yeah, no, I mean,
oh,
what
do
you
got?
Leafly?
Yeah, what's the dominant lineage?
What did you cut?
No, I don't want that. It's too small.
Tom, what'd you think?
7.
Tom gave it a 7.
I like pine.
Yeah, he likes this flavor. Again,
there's
it's not horrible.
Can you elaborate?
Maybe it's just
a lot
not
of terpenes. It's piney. I like pine.
It's very piney. First
very
thing
pine.
I tasted was
decent
pine.
Sting.
I value your opinion, so when you say 7, I want to know, you know, like, what is it that makes it good to
it's
you?
Pine. He
Tom
likes pine.
Everyone's
he likes
you
lemon.
Really like something, you like it.
He
yeah,
likes,
I like, you know, tangerine, pine, and grapefruit.
That's his thing.
Cut.
I think we're a lot alike
in
that regard.
Really good score because I thought the initial hit I had was great, so I gave it an 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you?
It,
so your initial hit was great. Did your second hit just
my,
as good?
My second hit wasn't just as good, but it was still enjoyable, and I think that I feel a little buzz from it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Braden?
So I wrote 7. I did a lot of comparing it to the other. I thought more pretty. It looked frosty was my first opinion of the big nug I pulled out. It was light in color, but like a really consistent color. Like it, the other one was all blotchy looking. This was more dense. Like I thought the smell was all good. I didn't have any of the other one was like half good, half bad. This was all good. And then when I smoked it, I wrote, I'm high, obviously, because I don't know if you remember,
so
but when I smoked it, I started talking about, like,
oh, all the fingers.
Jail
yeah.
and shit for 5 minutes. So,
right?
So
you
obviously,
in there.
They got me high.
Dude, it's
yeah.
So I had some heat
7?
Yeah,
hey, hey.
So,
enough with the side talk.
Yes, sir.
We gotta stop that. You can't. I'm assuming when people are listening to this,
you're right.
And you got fucking people gambling over there. If you got something to say, just say it.
Would
be
you
like,
say
hey.
Gambling?
Or, I did say gambling. I guess I'm high. Fuck off.
21!
What did Rudy write? 5? Yeah, he's right up my alley.
Yeah, I gave it a 5.
So, would you. What is this? What is it?
It's a haze with blue dream.
Is that what I see?
Blueberry.
Blueberry. Indica, sativa, dominant.
It tastes just like a haze.
Relaxation. Gentle cerebral.
Hazes can be
invigoration.
Yeah.
Whatever.
6.3.
Sorry, you guys.
Of course you can.
That's a pretty good score for
yeah.
us, actually. So 6.3.
How much is it?
6.3 for the
that
blue dream.
Good score.
And it was fat for the price.
Yes, I will actually. No, remember my. If I was to say this was $40, I would have bought.
Damn.
This is definitely worth the $40.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not
for
my
the
favorite.
You got,
I wouldn't buy it again because...
Yeah, but for the
it.
Amount you got...
Yeah, but for the amount I got...
Give me that and I can probably get 75.
Compared to
right
this and
right,
a joint...
Right,
smoking
right,
joint.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact that I've got a Cannaboy's fucking jar that I paid $60 for that's definitely just an eighth. Like, that's an eighth. $60. This is 45 and it's definitely
yeah,
double the fucking
that's a
weed.
Sweet little
best strain's clone went for like $15,000.
Yeah, what?
That strange clone goes for like $2.
But that's why it's fucking the difference prices because people are buying this shit just
because
of the name.
Because of the name.
You
no,
don't even, it's not even open. This isn't open.
$2 blue dreams.
So I haven't even opened it. You can't even open it to see if they're ripping you off.
They win all the damn competitions though. So
no. In other words, you can't even smell it.
They've only won the one that's rigged.
They won 2.
That were rigged. The same fucking competition.
We don't know that.
They're all
we,
how
we
is it not
feel,
rigged?
We feel that.
No. The two companies that won, one was the biggest booth, and the other one put the fucking show
on. Right.
So the math must be special if someone's paying actually, $15K for it.
I'm not saying the math's not special.
That was a conflict of interest.
But at the same time, it's a fucking name.
That's how it won.
But that was a conflict of interest. They shouldn't even been able to.
Yeah, the fact that they were judging. There could have been guys who were judging their own weed.
Yeah.
The weed had bugs in it, and 26% of 1.68.
You could have been a judge too, though, and judged your own weed.
I wouldn't have done it.
The weed had bugs in it. Sounds like something we need to run through the law.
Well, I don't think you should send. If you're in it and you're a judge, you shouldn't be judging your own.
It's their own competition, so they can do what they want.
Yeah, of course. And they do.
And it's basically they do what they want.
Because what happens?
I love the personal belief that that weed had bugs in it.
Okay, so what happens when you win the cannabis cup? Everybody wants
cup is different. This
what
is
I'm
the
saying
hash
is,
bash cup.
But well, either one, everybody's gonna want that strain.
Yes.
So the value of that strain goes up.
Thus the
not really,
$2 strain
you can buy the
thousands
seeds
of dollars
from wherever they got their seeds.
Yeah.
But you're not guaranteed it's exactly the same thing. You're not guaranteed.
You are if you phenotype a.
That's
phenotype
the thing. Sunshine number four was fucking everywhere. People like I'm sure that
well,
one in the last couple of years. Not this year, but the years before, Sunshine Number 4 was probably 5 of the fucking 20 samples. You know what I'm saying? It's the same fucking cut. And I'm not saying that's not the right mat cut. I'm just saying I know what the terpene level they tested for was. And it was not even close to anything in the competition. Everything else was higher.
It could have blew you away, though. It doesn't, you know, terpenes are going to give you taste and some, you know, psychoactive effect, but... What if there's no CBDs and it's 31% THC?
But
that's
it was 26%.
Okay, well, if there's no CBDs and it's
26%. There's no CBDs in any of our
weed.
Then
it's going to make you more high than you've ever been.
But we have
no
CBDs.
Weed.
No.
Yes, it would. Because every weed you smoke got CBDs.
So what you're saying, CBDs
block out THC.
So what you're saying is if there's CBDs in there, you're not going to get as high.
Exactly.
Yes. That's it depends on the mixture, but yes.
The best thing about weed is it can neutralize itself. Like, that's what they have people do in Colorado because people report false fucking, they call ambulances and stuff, and they, when the ambulance gets there, they're laughing. They're like, I'm just high, and I'm over it, now I'm good.
They say if you chew...
But they're just ODing on edibles.
What?
50 grams.
So they take CBDs.
They say if you chew...
I swear to God, it's a gram, wait up.
Pepper balls. They say if you chew pepper,
really?
If you feel like you're getting...
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Feel how dense it is.
It is.
They say if you feel like you're getting paranoid on some bud,
pepper.
Chew pepper ball.
No, just smell it.
They said, well,
smell
I heard
it.
Chew.
Yeah, or
I heard
smell
chew.
It. Whatever it is, it's a carefree.
But it helps.
It's
you're
a beta carefree.
You're not just smelling
it. It's in,
what
that's
is
in,
this?
That's in pepper?
That's in pepper that helps calm
you
down.
It helps calm you down.
Yeah. So if you kind of
smoke
aromatherapy,
pepper. Man.
What do you got there, guy?
Well, what?
I brought a treehouse lab.
What's this?
It's a half gram that I got.
Should we extra time? Live resin?
Oh, we're going to extra time in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, we're done. Hold on. We're going to shut this one down real quick. All
right. That's 1 gram.
So we're going to do a little extra time. We just did 10 star and loud followers from the High Time Cannabis Cup in 2019. We walked around, bullshitted.
I want to do this one next.
Okay, I guess we're going to do this one after this one, but we're going to try the King Jack first.
King Jack.
King Jack.
Is that Jack Hare?
It's one of the Jack. It's Frank
it's
made
Jack
from a Jack.
The Ripper times
Jack the Ripper.
Chernobyl times Purple.
Which is a Jack the Hare. Now remember, Jack the Hare is known to have 5 phenomes.
Jack Hare?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got a citrus one, a grapefruit
one. Oh,
yes.
One, yeah. It's,
one.
So, it's several.
So if something's mixed with Jack Hare.
Chernobyl's got
a
train wreck and all kinds of shit in it, so.
Chernobyl sounds like a great name for something with all kinds of shit in it.
Yeah.
I don't know what else
to okay, now what is this is called what again?
King Jack.
King Jack.
Jack.
K-Jack.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
With a name King, it's got to be good. You don't put King out.
Not necessarily.
Royalty.
There are plenty of fucking kings in history that are not good.
You don't put, you don't put King on something that's not good. That's
right.
Royalty. It's supposed to have a certain
King Louis.
That's what
every one of them.
King Smokey.
We're all
that'll be his full name. King Smokey.
Not in the good way.
King
not
Smokey.
The gay kind of cocksucker. The asshole cocksucker. Need to clarify.
I'm excited for the kitty. So, anyways, Cannabis Cup was cool. I gave someone a joint and I never heard if he liked it or not. I'm trying to figure out if I should feel butthurt about it or if I should just think that it's probably because I didn't feel like it was my best weed anyway, so.
No, you gotta ask him.
Why would I ask?
Because he ain't gonna know which guy.
Why I asked him? Dude, I've been trying to find out, man. But I've been trying to find out what that Boss Hog's fucking days are.
Dude, it's not online, that's for sure.
It's not.
I look, yeah. You have to ask him that and say, how would you like the joint?
But see, you don't know what the circumstances were. When you handed him a joint, was he already high?
No, he didn't smoke it.
No, it was the end of the show. He was sober.
Yeah, he didn't smoke it yet. You know what I'm saying? So, like...
Well, he could have been on edibles, I guess.
But either way, he hadn't smoked it, so...
I should have smoked before I came here. I feel like I've done that every other time, and it may be a bad idea not to be high when you get here, because then you get high right away. Because I haven't smoked all day. So right away, we start smoking, I'm like, damn.
How'd you get high, dude?
What do you mean?
I wish I'd have got high.
Yeah, what's your secret? His eyes are blown out, too. He looks
work all day, work your ass off, start working at 6 a.m.
Hey, motherfucker.
I've been working all day.
Hang pipe for like 10 hours.
I've been working all day.
I started cutting weed at like 9 in the morning.
I started at 9:30 this morning.
Yep.
And ended up about 12
before you able to smoke weed that entire time. My daily routine is different.
I don't smoke when I'm working in the garden.
I do. I smoke before fucking...
I've smoked before I go into the garden.
I told you.
And then I smoke when I come out.
See, theoretically, I don't smoke until I'm all done working for the
night. My hands are too busy to smoke.
If other people are with me and rely on me being safe, I cannot...
Shut up. Don't say anything.
Who, me?
Just hit it.
I got this shit, too.
What's that?
I think it's the...
Everybody brought shit. I shouldn't have brought anything.
Well,
then
don't say it. I don't even know if I'm going to get any smoke from this devil.
I don't think you are, man.
I don't think I
am. That's ridiculous. I'd be so pissed. Like, you made me waste all this light on this plant, dude. Don't fucking ever see me no pressure.
Made me waste all this light on
the
this
next
plant.
One looks just the same.
I know.
And it's not heat issues. I thought it was heat. I'm like, maybe it's heat. No, this ain't heat. This is just how it's growing.
Heat would make that shit, like, big and fluffy.
Yeah.
You'd get larger mass, but be fluffy.
It was horrible.
What are you talking about?
And so when shit's super airy, is that probably what's happening?
They have too much heat. No, his shit looks like it's week 3. And it's
so it spreads out because it's too hot?
Did you scope it? Maybe it's a 13-week plant.
For a 13 CBD plant? Week?
Yeah. 13-week flower time.
I don't know. If it is, then I don't care.
Yeah, fuck that.
You know what I'm saying? Like... Too bad.
After 8 weeks, it's got that small of bud. That has
I just
to
hope
be.
This Della Rosa I put in is like
Kimbo Kush,
40 something inches tall.
That's huge.
Big, dude. It's huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's a huge plant. I hope it doesn't actually turn into a male.
No, it's feminized?
No, it's not feminized.
Oh, that's good.
I checked it and I think it's a female, but you know what I'm saying? It could hermy.
Just shoot out the hands.
How old is it?
It just went into flower yesterday.
Oh,
aren't the pistils penises? Do all flowers not have pistils?
What?
Aren't the little... Isn't that the little... The thing that it would come grab...
Most plants are asexual. They have both.
Okay.
Cannabis isn't. Both. Cannabis is... it is a male plant and a female plant. An X and Y and a Y and Y.
Yeah,
or
Y
X
Y.
And X.
Yeah, okay.
So the males produce balls.
Every single plant is...
Pollen sex.
No, every single plant, everything you'll see can either be an XY or an XX.
Like
humans.
Okay,
man.
Okay.
And the males, XYs, produce ball sacs. They produce little sacs that produce pollen. And the females produce the pistils. And the flower.
The pistils, the vagina, then.
Which is trying to collect the. Yeah, it's kind of trying to collect
the pollen.
There's
the pollen. The pollen's the semen, and the pistils, the.
Yep.
The female reproductive.
But both can produce both opposites.
See, I like how you guys are breaking this down for me because you guys were having a very high level conversation about this shit. And some people are going to be watching this and are going to be as dumb as me.
No, you're just high.
I'm just going to break it down.
You're all right.
I like it. I'm feeling it.
But yeah,
what's
a male.
Do you know the strain that is?
No, I don't know what strain this is, but I'm about to score it.
No, your dad. This is the King Jack.
Yeah, I'm talking about
so
your dad.
What is
it? Yeah, it says on the bottom.
Something
of the
cookies.
Package.
Cookies and cream, live resin.
Get out of here. Cookies and cream?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what I got in this jar.
Cookies and cream?
Hey, Girl Scout
cookies
cookie in this
cream
bag.
Phenotype.
This is my buddy's.
We'll try this after. do a
grand finale.
We'll do
he'll just do a
the normal turn it around, let you show everyone's face.
You right over there, buddy?
Yeah, Cut's famous now. He's on the hashtag for the Detroit Canvas Cup. Everyone's
what?
Watching your
Can
videos.
I have your autograph, man?
Really?
I hashtagged
you. You had like 50 views or something.
It had 70 views. but it was just, it's only like one hit.
Yeah, I saw that video.
Yeah, just a kind of like a little trailer.
It's not all 10?
No, the 10 are on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, showing he watched it all.
Huh?
There's a link for it?
In my Instagram, yeah. Nice. What?
Josh challenged me. He was like,
okay.
You only did 9, not 10, so I'm gonna wreck you. And I was like, man, I'll have to change.
You got a decision,
you
made?
You only did 9.
He was arguing that the first hit wasn't a real hit.
Okay.
Real.
It was all a right. fake hit.
Well, I'm not going to ask Tom because he grew it. So I'm going to ask Cut. What do you think?
Tom, can I see the nug?
I have opinions.
I actually
used the nug in
my
judging
score,
of the other two.
And I rolled it.
Okay. You rolled it up.
The
it was that one that was real dense.
Got
that
really
the dark brown.
Really quick.
Huh?
What did it smell like?
Small.
Did you like the smell?
Okay.
Smell a good taste.
I gave it a 7. Because it had an interesting taste the first time, and I'm just like. Okay,
well, how would you describe that taste, though? It's like impossible, right?
I know that I've had that taste in, like, wax.
Hair.
Like, before.
Yeah, it's a typical jack.
So, what did you give it?
I gave it a 7. I scratched out my 6.5.
Rudy?
But I think there's, like, a mango twist.
This is the first stuff I got high off of. Because we've been
nice.
Smoking. I got high on this.
Yeah,
I like the taste. It's got a woodsy coffee type taste to me, and it's got a really good high. I really feel this.
Mm-hmm.
So I give it an 8.
Right. Wow.
Well, I believe it paired well with my coffee because I was drinking my coffee. I kept catching myself drinking coffee right after taking a hit and thinking that was stupid. Now I need to hit it again. But I don't like to do half numbers. So in the numbers I was in between, I kept thinking 5.5. I didn't want to do half numbers, but I'm definitely high, so it can be a 6.
All right, I gave it a 6.
What? You've been influenced.
Oh, I gave it a 5.5, so
okay,
I went up.
No half numbers,
so I went up to a 6. I mean, it's got good stink.
Yeah.
Tastes like good weed, but...
No one thinks it tastes like mango?
No, we don't fucking
mango.
Taste like you, dude.
Dude, I swear that shit's got a mango taste.
Tom, what'd you get it?
You are not fucking normal.
Do you taste like 5 things?
Tom's got some alien taste buds.
Dude, he does.
Like
he got some. He got some alien taste buds. Definitely
the same thing, like with everything.
27 all right. is what it came out to from 4 people.
All right, hold on.
I'd probably give it a 7.
Let me do this introduction real quick. So,
all right,
that'll make it a 34.
Like we said before, motherfucker.
Sorry. I would do it at 8.
Add in your head.
That would be
right. Tom and Sarah were the judges of the Flower Indica Cup.
Okay.
And so he brought one of the samples, and this is one of the ones that definitely didn't get into his top 5 or 10 or whatever, so it's just a regular old sample.
It was the top 7.
Was it top 7?
Yeah, like 7.
But this wasn't in the top 7.
No,
this wasn't. So it's FI number 16. If you find out that you're FI number 16... This is what we think you're with.
But that might be in the top 7 because the other sample I had was the other sample. This one might be way different. Like, this looks like a big bud. The other one might have been a bunch of little ass buds.
That's true, because I just, again.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I know.
Can you see that, Braden?
That's kind of excessive there.
So, hey, with that sound?
Even I would be pissed
about
that.
That's the highest average of the night so far between the 4 of us.
Oh, nice. 6.75.
What did you get? 6.75.
I can imagine what that weighs.
Okay, for one, you left that on for that.
That don't weigh nothing.
Look at that. It doesn't. It's not about weight. It's about look. If you did.
Oh, I see what you're saying. If they just move that one little,
little nug, and
that's
then.
That's a nice looking nug, though.
Bam. Now it's really
that's
pretty.
That's a nice
now
fucking
bud. Before it was.
But you lazy fucks entering your stupid competition. You know what that means? You didn't pay for it.
That's right.
You got one. You're one of these motherfuckers that rented a booth and got a free entry.
That's what I'm thinking.
So you didn't really care. You just knew you weren't going to win because you probably think it's rigged like everyone else does.
Flame it's a free entry, so I fucking give them this week. Who cares?
Yeah, we'll give it a shit, I guess.
That's all right.
I mean,
it's not super sticky.
A bunch fall off.
No.
No.
Here, let me pass it around real quick so people can smell it. Start to.
That looked really good.
Sound
too.
Pretend I didn't hear
getting,
all that.
I
hate.
Was getting a big old
bang
out.
Really
hard.
Yeah. Really dense, but they all looked really good. A lot of them were purple.
Huh. Yeah, a lot of purples. Oh, you said, man.
So, what are they putting? What chemical are they putting or fertilizer to make buds that hard?
Gravity.
It's something. Did it?
A little purple.
It's either they.
It's
either
the strain that hard.
Harder.
It's either the strain, because some strains can grow just like a pre 98 Baba is just nuggets. And sometimes it's just, you know, the right mixture. Because to be honest with you, it's the right mixture. You have to find the right mixture to get those dense buds. You're not going to really.
Jack was super dense, man.
These guys, I don't think anybody that's doing that's in this competition is putting bud hardeners in their shit.
No, those people are, because you said free booth.
No.
They're going for production.
That's, no. I don't think. I think.
You don't think any bud hardeners?
Bud hardeners taste bad, and they're getting.
Everyone uses the 0-30-25 from those grow casts and shit that I listen to. Everybody uses that shit. At least 2 weeks here.
So you're talking like a gravity.
Let me open the fucking security company.
Big up
powder.
That's in my lineup.
Just have the dudes with the
I've used it.
The steel guns.
But like you say, it's hard. It'll stay in there. It's hard to flush out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you can't go crazy with it.
Right, but that's they don't go crazy because you would it's getting tested, so they're going to be looking for those
chemicals.
We'll
see how it tastes, because this might be one of them that tastes like chemicals. There was a couple of them that I couldn't even smoke.
Really?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you might be right.
I have no idea.
I don't either. But I'm just saying, like, that, yes, you're right. You can use chemicals to get harder buds, but it also can just be the strains themselves.
So is one of those things called Heavy 16?
No. Heavy 16 is a whole line.
It's a whole line of what?
Chemicals.
To do what?
Salts. No, it's just to grow. It's the whole lineup from top to bottom.
I got you.
What you need to grow.
It's their company.
Yes. And they're known, like their lineup's pretty simple.
It's the newest, hottest fad.
Yeah, it's pretty simple and it's pretty fat. I don't know, that sweet tea or that sweet leaf or whatever.
That's the new one now?
Yeah.
Heavy 16's 2 years ago.
Yeah. Because it's you're trying to go away from as much salt as you can and go more organic. So that's, you know, kind of what people are trying to do. But then again, it really depends on who you are because some people just don't care.
Yeah, they could buy botanic care if they wanted that, though. Really, totally organic. Don't even need to flush. They're super expensive.
Or super soil. Just make a fucking super soil.
Ooh,
that's
find out.
Stupid. Fuck that super soil shit.
I'm going to find out.
You're so old school.
Yeah, right.
I want to find out what my friend is using. Because his buds were like. When I walked in that room, I was like.
Are you going to trim them?
Yeah. Well, I did first trim all the families.
It could just be the strain.
The next Thursday, I go back to trim them.
If it's not an OG, like. If you walked into my room and saw a fucking fist on the OG plane, there'd be something wrong. Because it's just not going to happen.
That's not good.
Yeah, the genetics
skunk
aren't made
one,
to make
skunk one would
fits.
Do that. Anything with critical mass in it would do that. Like that Jack Harrah was fucking huge. Like, an unbelievable buds.
What? One of them was Gelato.
Yeah.
Then another one was Larry.
That's an
OG. And another one was
Larry OG
Big
did
Bud
really well
Kush.
With
that's probably the one that was huge.
All of them were huge.
Oh, because Gelato was supposed to be a low yielder.
Well,
we did
just
a Larry
growing
here at Sword High.
Huh?
Just could be the way he grows.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
He's
stressed,
man.
What were you calling this again? This was a number? This was a code or something?
Yeah, this was
FI16.
It's Flower Indica 16.
It's burning clean. Don't look like that.
So it's telling you it's an indica.
Yeah.
It's the cup. Indica cup.
Indicas.
Yeah. Because I did the non-solvent hash.
Gotcha.
He did the indica.
Yeah,
so I haven't done flower yet. I hope next year I get to do flower. But if everything goes as planned, we'll probably enter under the company's name anyway. So I won't be able to fucking judge anyway.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, man, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. If you deadhead could win it if it's done right. That fucking, I wasted that deadhead.
I agree.
That fucking stupid ass rigged ass cup.
The best fucking deadhead that you have would win the cup.
I know. But it's gotta be
because the taste is there, the buzz is there.
Alright, so let's play into the theory that it's a rigged ass cup for a second.
Not the cannabis cup, I was talking about the one I wasted in my tournament. Because I turned in a deadhead that turned out to be a 26.7 THC with a 3.58 terpene in a cup that it lost in because they only placed two people.
So, playing devil's advocate, do you think there were other judges out there that probably did score you number one?
Maybe. Don't know. They didn't tell anybody. It wasn't like that. It was like, well, what's the best weed you guys like? I guarantee you they all just took the weed. They fucking passed it among their friends and they picked Mac 1 and whatever fucking Total Herbal Care had.
Whoever paid the most for their boost.
Yeah, well, Total Herbal Care is the one that put it on.
There needs to be more transparency in these contests.
Well, this cup is basically just them making money. It's the way that these guys can make money before they get right out of the market.
Right, right.
Because when the real companies come in and start playing, yeah. Like when we start putting shit in commercial, when Deadhead and say 24K, say if I get 24K from Zane, that in fucking a commercial setting too would blow out the fucking market. People love that stupid
shit. Zane, he has some big buds too.
Yeah.
He has some big clump.
They're bigger than they were. They used to not be so big.
Yeah.
He's got some weight put on it.
Of recently? Or?
Yeah, he had one that was like...
It wasn't one of the bud, really. But...
No, it was a top.
It was big, but it was like multi-buds, but they all stuck together. Like
they ran together and looked like one big bud when they were growing, but it's not really one big bud.
Yeah.
But I think it could be considered a cola.
Cola, yeah.
Yeah, it can be considered.
No, man, that's way too long. The cola is only
going to
be...
No, man, colas, I've seen colas like this,
yeah, colas.
When they're on the stock, but once they're dried out, you got to cut them off.
It's still going to be like this.
My point is you can't sell that bud like that. No one would buy it.
I would.
You buy all that stem?
He put it on a scale.
I got a bud to sell you, dude.
What?
It's this fucking big. It's as big as my head right now.
But it's got to be good. Because it's big,
it's
don't mean...
It's going to be good. Shit. I'm saying, you want stem, I'll sell you stem.
You want stem, I sell you stem.
I got lots of stem.
You know what?
I got stem for days.
For high quality, I'll take some stem for high quality.
I'll give you a deal on it.
I will take some stem. No, I said high quality now.
It's high quality, dude. I can do it.
My what I consider high quality.
You know, you take off a little...
So. I have bought stem before because the weed was so good. Yeah. The guy said, I'm not cleaning those stems.
You
and
sure
the weed
that?
Was, and the weed was so good. Yeah.
What'd you give it?
What?
I gave it a 6.
All right.
I gave it a 6.
Why?
It don't taste bad. I don't have no bad aftertaste. Right. Now, as far as the high is concerned, it's hard for me to tell at this point.
Yeah, I know. Well,
but
the high is irrelevant. It's more about taste.
But... I would hit it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
did I say? I said a 6, right?
Yeah.
You didn't write it down?
Well,
I said 6, right? You had to ask him.
That's how you know he's hot. All
right, go ahead. Cut.
That he said, high's not relevant right now.
So, since we're not doing the points, I gave it a 6 because it stung pretty bad.
What do you mean? Oh, 0.5.
It stung pretty bad, and like, I will say that I was feeling pretty up, and then I hit it 2 or 3 times, however many times it went around. And
were you
now
leaving
I'm
kind of
leveled out, where
five?
I'm just, it brought me down and
it mellowed you out.
Yeah.
So you're probably thinking 5.5.
So as an indica,
it's supposed to be an indica, so it should have brought you back.
It should
back from the jack.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, Braden, what's
your take? The jack was good. I actually wrote down 6 also. I wrote good but not great. I like the flavor, though. Like, I enjoyed the taste. I would definitely hit it again. So it's a 6. I thought a solid 6.
3 sixes.
I gave it a 5 because it's good. It's a lot of stink.
Sucks,
there's
Steve.
Not much flavor. It's not...
Not much flavor.
I don't mean not much. I just mean it's not... It's smoke. There's not a lot of, like, inhale flavor. It's all sting on the exhale, which I enjoy when I'm smoking a joint. Don't get me wrong. It's just cannabis cup, man. I want it to have a complexity to it.
And then we come to
The guy that scored it. What did you score it?
It's a 6 because it's got like really good effect and sting.
Oh my god!
But there's no flavor. Yeah, just like you said,
yeah, Fox could have made it easy.
It's all harsh expanse and sting.
Okay. Is it no flavor? Is that what it is though?
Not enough.
Not at all.
Yeah, stuff, okay, I agree there.
Because
there is a flavor there,
yeah, there
but it's not strong enough.
It's not strong enough, yeah. I agree.
To be a cannabis cup winner.
Well,
almost everybody agreed on that one.
So it could have been a solid
Did everybody get their scores?
But yeah, it came out to a 5.8 with Fox's 5.
Yeah,
cut it down 0.2.
All right, so does Shook want, do you want us to do Shooks online, or are we doing that off camera?
I'm down.
All right, let's do
it. I mean,
we got the cookies and cream.
No, what is that?
It's the same shit as the last time.
That's,
what is
I
that?
Just grabbed some random shit out of a bag I had, so I didn't grab any trophies.
Okay.
Shoulda.
We gotta wait. That's gonna be after we'll actually turn it around and do like we always do.
No,
you guys flamed the last
oh,
two
cookies
to
and
a
cream
point
still?
Where you wouldn't even judge it, so I'm never
well,
saying
why don't we do
his
cookies
name,
and cream before
I don't
we do
think
that.
Gonna flame this guy.
Oh no. Okay, whatever.
What?
Cookies first.
This
so what
is cookies?
Is that?
You said?
What is that?
Girl Scout cookie.
Girl
oh.
Scout cookie.
I believe.
Oh, okay.
What it tastes like?
Girl
Scout cookie.
We'll find out.
I've been smoking it.
Is that the shit you're growing?
No, I haven't. Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Nice.
But
that's always nice to find out what it smells.
Mine's
like
only a couple weeks old though.
Before you grow it,
yeah.
You just put yours.
Mine's like this big, but beautiful, dark green, growing straight up, looking beautiful, loving the spot.
Did you pee on it yet?
No.
You should.
Should I?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna.
Look at this.
That's not happening.
You can come on it too.
That's not happening either.
That's why would you do that to a plant?
It
don't want. It wants pee. Pee is definitely true.
No, microbes and shit.
You want the pee. The pee is definitely a good thing. But the
your
cum.
Semen, it's got all those
shut the fuck
minerals.
Up.
Yeah,
shut up.
That's why a girl be drinking and not be hungry. All the protein.
Dumb.
I feel like we should put his face on camera now and shame him.
No, we're not gonna shame anybody here.
Tom, there ain't gonna be no shame. There's no shame in Tom.
Shit.
Obviously.
Who am I out here trying to impress anyway?
Yeah. Who cares?
Definitely not me.
No.
Why would I? So
it's all good.
Do you watch that John Oliver on HBO?
Yeah.
Last week.
The last one was great. Did you see it?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Dude, he does. It's.
He is solid.
He's solid.
I look at him every
morning. I like him bringing out Wanda Sykes. I thought that was pretty solid.
I look at him every morning.
She took over.
Yeah.
Every morning I look at him.
What?
On YouTube.
I look at him.
He
only
is
one day a week.
We're not talking about jerking off anymore, are we?
No. They have a whole library of his shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For the whole month.
I wasn't like hella impressed with Wanda Sykes.
And I could look at 4 or 5 of them in a row.
Because it seemed anticlimactic. Like, it was cool as hell when she first came out, but then by the time they got around to her actually taking over and doing some shit, it was really brief. Like,
well,
it was definitely a cameo.
You talking about Wanda Sykes?
She came out for John Oliver this week. And it was sweet, but it was like when she came out,
because
the interaction that they had and then the time in between people applauding and stuff and going nuts to like when she actually started saying some shit, it was brief. Like, then that ended quick.
And they had, what's his name? Who's the guy?
So it was anticlimactic in my mind.
You know? Who's the dude that does, the guy that helped write Seinfeld?
Oh,
Larry David
was
Larry
on
David.
That. Yeah,
yeah,
he did
yeah,
it.
Because
the problem is that.
She handed over
to him, the issue they went over was the healthcare system and how biased it is against colored people, let alone
black women
especially.
Black women are treated like their pain is bullshit. They're treated like they're like drug addicts, acting like they're in pain when they're not.
Yeah.
And then they're dying.
Black women and black men, don't get it twisted.
Yeah, it's both.
Don't get it twisted.
It was like
there's plenty of men in there lying no matter what color they are.
I've had a lot of problems with doctors. I am so paranoid of fucking doctors telling you shit that's not true.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't trust any doctor.
Getting your money.
I don't trust doctors.
I don't trust
them.
It might sound crazy. It might sound crazy.
Well, it makes sense. If you watch this show, there's a reason you don't trust doctors. Is because 25% of the people that come out of certain places or come out of college, wasn't it college or something like that? 25% think black people have thicker skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy. Yeah.
Thicker skin. Like, their skin is thicker somehow.
Yeah.
It's armor. Like, so they like you going the into that, like with that guys. Diagnosis. Like,
you don't know the struggle of walking around on Earth. This shit's dangerous to our well-being.
Some about like in a nurse's thing.
They even said that black people have thicker skulls, so when they do brain X-rays, they have to turn the radiation up.
Oh, for sure. That's the reason they do that.
What?
I'm telling you, that's what.
That's sure they internet. All turn the radiation.
It's on the internet, man.
Like, they're standing next to me posing for the picture and shit when they run it, but for you, they're like throwing lead vests on and going in the other room.
Yeah. But they,
They're like, no, this vest's for me. I'm going over there.
So, because of that, he brought out Wanda Sykes to kind of.
Got you.
Because it's like, I can't really talk to this because I'm a white male.
Right, right.
And then. Wanda Sykes threw up this thing where it's like, if you're a black woman who's having trouble getting through to the doctor, just pull up these videos,
and, it was
and it's Larry David saying what, like, my vagina hurts. Or,
yeah, they had hundreds of them or something. They
yeah, saw. Hundreds. I'm a, it's just Larry David being Larry David.
Yeah. He's funny.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Like, Wanda
this
Sykes,
is a knife in my stomach.
So
I didn't
talented.
Put it there. I do need it out.
Like, a lot, it's a lot of shows on like TV. That she writes for.
Oh, well, I know. She's huge.
Yeah, she
She's
is.
A big power when it comes to comedy.
So I liked how when weed first got legal over there, she put a video out pissed off online saying she was like calling people out for driving around smoking weed. She's like, in my neighborhood, every time I pull up to a red light, I smell marijuana. When I'm driving slow enough on roads where we aren't driving very fast, bumper to bumper, I smell marijuana.
Who said this?
She's Wanda Sykes.
Okay, she's like, in Cali.
And she's flipping out. She's like, I just want to tell all the brothers in my neighborhood that I see driving around flaunting blunts, smoking weed, you cannot smoke weed and drive. It is the same as drinking and driving. You will be arrested. Your car will be impounded. Like, she sit there like, smoke that weed in your backyard because you can. You're free. Don't drive around doing any drugs at all.
You know, that's what that judge said.
Wanda Sykes,
that judge in Detroit.
What?
It was really good when, though. I liked it. It was a good video.
When they made recreational legal and stuff, this is judge, female judge in Detroit, talking about, oh, I was driving around and I stopped at a light and I smelled weed. And then the next day I was driving along and I smelled weed again. I'm gonna tell y'all, we gonna get y'all. Look. They've been smelling, people been smoking weed in their cars for the last 20 fucking years.
You can't smoke it anywhere else. You gotta fucking be sneaky about it.
She smelled that shit before. She just tried, you know.
Dude, when we were kids.
So that dude who just crashed on Upper Straits Lake, crashed his boat plane. Did you guys hear about that? It was over the weekend into a bunch of boats because it was like the third day he had his pilot's license and he had one of those planes with the fucking boat things on it. And he's doing like a touch and go on the river or the lake and then realizes he has to land and goes right into a sandbar with some boats. And the boats can't get out of the way. It's a miracle that nobody was really hurt. But the cops get there. He refused a breathalyzer. He refused a breathalyzer and ended up not getting, like they say alcohol wasn't a factor. So how's he not end up needing to take a blood test at the cop shop or whatever? Dude crashed a plane into a bunch of boats. And apparently on the lake, the boats always have the right of way. Pilot is always the lowest priority when it comes to landing on a lake. That's emergency shit. You don't practice your routines when there's hundreds of people in their boats.
All I have to say is smoking weed and driving, fuck that. It doesn't matter how high. I've never been so high that
if
I
you want me to
drive.
Fly a plane, you better hand me a blunt.
Because
I am not
a plane,
flying a plane for you without smoking weed.
But flying a plane, I can see. Because, you know,
a blunt, I might be like, all right, it's like pilot wings, 1994. I got this.
Isn't that what fucking insurance is for? Can't I just pay a freaking premium and smoke weed and drive?
No, you have to have a Tesla.
See? Okay. That's cool too, but go ahead, Rudy.
I wouldn't want to fly with somebody that was high on weed. Not because because they're high on weed so much.
Slower response.
As that, you know, every now and then you can get a rush. You never gotten a rush where everything goes You've never gotten one of those?
I think flying a plane is probably
a second.
Rush.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. You're talking about they're not smoking in the fucking plane, but if they had smoked a joint before they got on
I'd
the
rather
plane,
them do that than
I'm cool
drinking.
With that.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I'd rather
than
but
not
drink a
smoking.
Pint.
In the cockpit.
No,
because
for one, it's a fucking cockpit. It's being closed. It's like all the air is there. You can't So like that, no, you're gonna clam bake. Yeah.
Resin to
yeah.
Now driving a car.
You can't hit the vape pen; it fucks up the pressure.
Yeah.
Now driving a car. If you're a novice to smoking, maybe you shouldn't be driving.
Oh man, the FDA did that for.
But if you've been smoking for years and years and years,
the FDA did that 10
years. And you've probably already driven 25 or 30,000 miles.
And they said that it made drivers better. You're less likely to commit driving violations.
Well,
go a little slow, but
it goes back to experience.
On a little early.
Exactly. How do you drive and how long have you been driving?
How long have you been smoking?
Much, yep.
It's pretty much just
what
who
you're
you
smoking.
Are.
What are you smoking?
For sure.
Are you smoking a sativa? Did you eat a cookie?
Exactly.
Did you? Because I've driven, I've been on fucking 696 heading towards Milford, you know, driving, and I was so high I could have swore I saw mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and then I realized the mountains were moving, and I'm like, oh no, those are clouds.
Those are clouds.
Yeah. Our punishments are a joke. There's people out there with crazy ass records driving.
Are we rating this one?
Yeah.
Everybody rate this one?
I'm ready. I don't know what is. Oh, what? This is Cookie, right?
Yeah, Girl Scout.
You done cut?
Yeah.
I want to hear what Braden has to say. It is your...
Oh, damn.
You're
right
the
away.
One that brought
He's
it.
He's going to put me on the spot.
Yeah, so you
brought
so
it.
So I'm going to say 10, just to balance it out. No, I'm kidding. So I guess I'm pretty high going into this and have been for the last couple, but I like it. I like the way it tastes. I haven't been having complaints. Other people have told me they like it. I give it a 6. I feel like it can hang with the other 6s. It's no... That King Jack was the best thing I smoked tonight.
Yeah, you've been smoking this for like a week or something, right? So
yeah.
Second or third
ounce. Yeah. I should have brought a better sample when he pulled out all those fucking little sheet nugs. I was thinking, damn.
Cut.
So, I kind of put it on blast.
For sure.
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Why?
0.5, thank you.
Because
don't just blast it and not tell us why.
Okay.
Right, you have a good reason.
One, mainly because the look, I don't know, there's like something that I don't like. It's like gassy, I guess, in like not the gassy way that I'm looking for. Like there's like a flavor, the
profile
like
you don't
dark.
Like.
Yeah.
Okay.
A profile that I don't like.
You don't like dark profiles, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Which is
racist.
Musky.
But
Colby.
I will say.
Did you smoke closed cigarettes when you were young?
I did.
Everyone fucking smoked closed cigarettes.
I will say that there was a good flavor to it, a distinguishable flavor. It wasn't flavorless.
I mean,
hit it again.
I didn't get much off of it. It's a 5. You know what I'm saying? It's good. It's not super strong. Like,
it was supposed to be, what, Girl Scout?
Yeah, there's not a lot of sting. But I'm also, the buds, he didn't do it justice with the buds he brought. I can tell you that much.
But you said 5 the last time.
I wait for you.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting too.
Go.
You liked it though? 5?
I didn't say I liked it. It's a 5.
Look at Tom's face. He's about to murder it. Stab it.
No,
it's a smoker circle.
You gave it a what?
6?
Yeah, it's a smoker circle. If you're in a smoker circle, what are you going to do? It's a 5.
It does have a taste.
I'm going to pass it on.
Definitely a taste there.
Girl Scout, you know, I've been looking
at it. It's peppery.
It's supposed to taste spicy and earthy.
Yeah, it's peppery. It's got a little pepper.
So you gave it
a
6?
Yeah, it's all right. I like it.
What did you give it?
I gave it a 5. What did you give it?
It's stingy, too. I think it actually.
I gave it an 8.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
It tastes. That's the best stuff we smoked on.
Fuck you, cut. Get out of here.
That's the best smoke we smoked tonight.
Really just wrecked me.
Damn.
I don't agree with that.
People love their Girl Scout cookies, man.
I don't taste it. What does it taste like?
It tastes great.
Pepper.
It tastes
pepper.
Great.
That's it. That's the taste I'm.
I'm glad you
I
like
know.
It. You should meet
that's
this guy.
That's why I was like, this is something
at
that
time,
man.
It tastes great.
I will say though, he's got to do a better job on his trim. Because that was soft.
I'm just going by how it tastes and how I feel. That's what I'm going by.
The trim was pretty bad.
He doesn't trust a lot of people, and he does this shit all by himself, and I keep telling him, like, we can
get
him help.
It's a little bit harsh because of the trim.
Yeah,
we can get him help, but he doesn't want to do shit like that.
What are we trying next, Tom?
Works too hard.
Cookies and cream?
No, it's vanilla tart. It's the cookies and cream phenotype.
Okay, vanilla tart.
I'm pretty sure.
The vanilla tart?
Yep,
vanilla tart. Is 7 on the Girl Scout. Not bad. Holding its own.
We're knocking them out tonight, huh?
We are. I'm glad I only pulled out two of the cups.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm glad.
What is it, vanilla what?
I thought I had to be off tomorrow. Don't.
No, you gotta come here.
And I
gotta go spray.
And I gotta go somewhere else too, so I got to hold it on.
So, I grabbed this new stuff called the Amazing Dr. Zymes.
Citric acid.
Yeah. It's supposed to be...
I ain't gonna do nothing.
What are you talking about? Ain't gonna do nothing. Everyone's been saying it's great.
It's just citric acid.
No, there's something else in it too.
No.
Yeah, there is.
It's the only thing.
It no, it isn't.
Right.
Look.
The front.
It also says.
No, right on the front.
It also says inert. Oh yeah, right here. Inert ingredients, and it says water, yeast, and potassium sorbate.
Oh.
That's just to keep it from clogging up your sprayer.
That's the yeast is what's killing things.
Yeah.
Yeast is killing stuff?
It's a mold. It's a mildew. Yeah. What you're doing is you're using this enzymes from this mildew to kill the other things.
Enzymes.
The enzymes from the mildew. Mildew produces enzymes. Just, you know what I'm saying? That's what it makes. In order to break down...
The enzymes are in the citric acid, bro.
From the yeast.
Yeah.
From the yeast?
The yeast that they use...
Make citric acid.
Well, what is yeast?
I don't fucking know.
Does yeast make citric acid? Because that might be right. But that's what it is. It's basically a mycorrhizal that they're using to combat another mycorrhizal.
We'll see if it works.
Well, the ones outside have bugs, and I've sprayed it, so...
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
It says it kills larvae. No fucking way. This shit would be like...
So you automatically going to have bugs outside? Am I going to have bugs?
Yes.
It might kill larvae, but probably not spider mite larvae.
No.
Nothing does that. Except that.
But they talked about it on that show, and they said it's been fucking great.
My plant's growing in between.
So I went to go look for... Hold on. I went to go predator mites.
That's pretty expensive.
Yeah,
you get a lot, though.
You get a lot, and you don't have to use much.
It's concentrated.
For the mildew, you only have to use like a 0.5 milliliters.
No way, really?
Per 31, so per one of those.
Oh, not again.
No. But I went to go get predator mites because I thought I'd do predator mites outside. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
There you go.
No predator mites.
Yeah, you gotta order them.
They were fucking expensive. They're $100.
No, you can get some for $25.
Not from them. Not from
no,
Northern Lights.
So you can order them straight
from
where they get them.
You can get them from Amazon for... You can get like 50,000 from Amazon for like $40.
Yeah, the cheapest ones are like $20 because I used to get them from the Ferndale bookstore.
But this is a natural way to control the mites, right?
Predator mites, yes.
You go inside the mites.
If you go on Amazon, you can get them.
Blow the mite up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically just eats the mites.
A good safe way.
It keeps your plants healthy.
A good safe way of getting rid of mites.
Yes.
Not really safe because then you'll have those mites in your buds if you use them in flower.
Because they're still bugs.
They'll die.
Oh, of course. They are.
They'll die and they'll be stuck in your buds.
Because they get caught. Just like spider mites.
So you just spray it down?
You can wash them off, I guess.
That's what I'm talking about with water. That's what I mean.
Don't use them in flour. That's all.
Okay.
How are you going to stop using them in flour? They're
don't
gross,
use
right?
them. So they'll die time. Once their food supply is done.
True. So I grabbed that because I didn't want to spend $100 on fucking, or $120 on mites.
Either way, it's a bug graveyard when you're done.
What about that new shit from Mammoth Pete?
I looked at it.
You should get it.
Now, what is this one called again? The strain we're working on right now.
What are we working on right now?
Tart.
VT. Is this something from you?
It's Subcool shit, man.
Made
it. It's going to taste like vanilla.
Usually Subcool stuff.
Tastes like
is.
Vanilla and chocolate.
Vanilla and chocolate. Now, how's it gonna taste? Wait a minute. Now, how's it gonna taste like vanilla and chocolate?
It does.
I hear these fucking people. Dude, I hear these people. I hear these people talking about that shit and it blows me back. It's like, you dude, no. Yeah, fine. Okay, you taste that shit. Fuck you. You're cool. I suck at life. Can't taste chocolate.
Or vanilla.
True chocolate tie, you'll probably taste
it. You think it's to do with the sugar I've drank into my life?
Can't taste chocolate?
Yeah, I can taste chocolate,
no,
but not
sinuses,
on weed.
Man.
It is my sinuses.
You can't smell, you can't taste.
Sounds logical.
That's how you hold your nose and you're gonna taste something.
That's true, you do taste through your nose.
Sounds logical.
I don't want chocolate.
Yeah.
It was like that chocolate. You remember that? You ever had that chocolate?
Yeah. My chocolate was super
spicy. I had chocolate about 5 or 6 times. But only one time I had where it actually had a chocolate taste.
Whew.
Yeah, they're always hashy and like sweet to me.
Vanilla's such chocolate. A good flavor though. If something actually tastes like vanilla, yeah. That's a good flavor. You know?
To some people,
yeah,
something
like
it.
Yeah, a vanilla blunt.
No blunt.
I feel like we're similar, Tom, because I like anything citrusy,
no
too.
Blunt.
Like, if you tell me it's a really flavor and I feel like I taste it, I usually enjoy it. Like, that Tangerine Dream tastes fucking great, too.
Tangerine Dream.
It, too, comes out.
I grew that once.
In next week or the 9th or something like that of September.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What?
You have some Tangy?
It, too.
Oh, the movie.
Oh,
yeah, I have it. I have Bloods. Blood Orange Sorbet.
Which is tangy.
Downstairs. Sorbet. But they're in solo cups still. They're tiny.
Okay.
They
so
haven't even gone. But
are we back to the normal?
Well, all the best vibes
downstairs?
Guys.
Yes.
Okay.
What about Astro Snap?
In case you're not here when I come tomorrow.
Did you get a
I cut. Yeah, I've gotten 5 cuts in the in the cloner in the flower room to see if I can figure out what's male and female.
Is this you again, Tom?
So I got 5 out of 5 females. And last time you got 5 out of 5 females. So I'm interested to see what these are.
Probably all.
Shut the fuck
all
up.
All males.
Hope not.
They're all pretty similar. They're not really similar, but they're thick stalks, man.
Really?
Way thicker. Like downstairs, you notice how small the stalks are on the DNA stuff. The everything I popped from Subcool so far has had that
air moving over there.
Thick ass stalk. No, there's no air on these when they're little.
Huh.
It's the same in the same concept. There's no real air.
Yeah, that'd be the only difference I could say that make a stalk difference. I know they're the same bird and everything.
Right.
Yo, I'm not a
bird. I put a lot of air. I beat my
hit you up, though. Probably like an hour.
I beat him up.
That's
makes
what they all
strong,
say.
Man. I want to get some more full spectrum though, like in my fucking bedroom. That'll make some bigger stalks if I get more reds. He's straight up
final decision. You
like
it?
No, I'm thinking, trying to see if I can taste the chocolate. No. There's
supposed to be chocolate in it?
No, no chocolate.
I'm tasting vanilla though.
You're tasting vanilla?
I'm tasting something I like that I feel like I understand why.
You
it's
just
vanilla.
Say that. Because you
it's
want to be cool.
To taste like
power of suggestion. Just
no, there's something.
Just
there's something I like in that taste.
An Oreo with vanilla ice cream on it.
Interesting.
I have cookies and cream ice cream.
What?
Cookies and cream ice cream, and it's pretty good.
Somebody's got coffee.
I got some too. It's
somebody's
like,
got the coffee.
It, dude. Cookies and cream and half like cookie dough in the same fucking thing.
Lung spasm.
Brayden, what'd you think?
I like the aftertaste of this one. I know you guys are hating on the taste, but I wrote 6, and I feel like it's a solid 6. I feel like I've given nothing but 6s tonight.
Jesus.
Yeah?
You're
yeah.
6, man.
But, it was a solid 6. It tastes
whatever
good,
it
good aftertaste, and I'm high.
Like
I'm high. Gonna stay high.
Yeah. Rudy?
Rudy gives it a 6.5.
Oh,
well, back to the halfsies.
Why the half?
It. I like the taste, and I also like the smell of it, the aroma. It burns good.
All right.
Definitely hitting it again.
I jacked it. I gave it
2.
7.
7. Ooh, cut one high on that
I
one.
I liked it.
And it made everybody cough.
Dude,
I noticed
it makes
that.
Me cough. So
it made everybody cough.
Hold on, I'll tell you why he did that.
Hey,
because I smoked enough with Cut to know he doesn't like pepper.
Yeah.
He's not a like yeah. To him that tastes dark. He always calls that a dark flavor.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like it.
Okay.
So
but
that's why. It's
this?
Again, it's personal preference. It's nothing to do with like.
Right.
These guys thought it was great. I thought it was average.
To that
me,
7, the vanilla tart.
But,
from a 3.5 Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah. Well, would you give your own tart?
No, I like this one.
7.
7? 7 from Tom.
I would have never.
And I gave it a 6.
guess the flavor. Like,
no, I can't taste it. I can't distinguish the flavors.
I think that I can. It tastes.
What did you give it, cut?
I gave it a 7.
Wait, okay. I'm tough. You think it tastes like what?
I think it tastes like an like Oreo cookie.
That's what I always been saying. Because I've been smoking this for like a week, and I'm like, it does fucking taste like Oreo.
I think this one came up real high.
It's
so weird.
6.5. I wish I could taste that,
it's
but
not
I can't.
Enough,
but
for me, though. I needed more vanilla.
See, you know,
taste. I wanted it to be sweeter.
Taste is subjective, though. You know what I mean? I mean,
it is.
Yeah.
It's all what you like.
But
you
I was like, now I see why they call it cookies, because it really tastes like cookies.
But everybody knows good taste from bad taste. That's for sure.
Yeah, we definitely.
Yeah, we know nutrient taste.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do not like nutrient taste. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good extra time, I'd say so. Tom killed it. He had some good ratings.
Yeah, that was good.
Knocked me out, man.
The last.
We'll do some dabs in a little bit.
The last 1, 2, 3. The last 4 got pretty high ratings.
Yeah.
All our shit.
Yeah.
6.5, 5.8, 5.7, 6.75.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for not murdering my boy.
No, your boy was okay. You tell your boy, you say he's okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time.